Oh, yeah, that was for King and Country, and hope is what we crave. You know, you look around and there's a lot of hopeless people out there right now. And that's something that we have through Jesus Christ, is that eternal hope, that hope that transcends everything going on in the world today. And that is a message that Pastor Ben Corson is going to be bringing to Otter Creek Christian Fellowship up in Wheeler on Saturday and Sunday. And we have Pastor Ben on the phone with us right now. Hello, Pastor Ben.
Darla, I'm so excited to hang out with you guys via this phone conversation. I am a huge fan of your radio station all the way here on the West Coast in Southern Oregon. So thanks for having me.
Oh, that is so cool. Now, some folks say, hey, Corson, that rings a bell. Your dad actually does the Searchlight radio program that we have here on the Praise Network. So, yeah, what was it like growing up with Pastor John?
Well, I mean, it was amazing. I have some pretty funny stories where people will come up to me and tell me, I heard this story about when you were in the bathtub when you were 2 years old. And
yep.
I'm like, that's great. I don't know you, but you know more about my childhood than I do. And people think, man, is that weird that people know childhood stories about you? And I just say, well, I don't know any different because I grew up all my life with my dad having a radio broadcast. So it's really fun having those that kind of instant connection with people. And also, I might have mentioned this last time we talked, I can't remember, but my dad has been through a lot of tragedy. His wife died in a car accident, and my sister also died in a car accident. And to see how much hope he's had through that tragedy, that he's weathered the storm by walking with the God of hope, it really makes me want to follow in his footsteps and keep hoping in God no matter what.
You know, and I share with you before we went on the air that, you know, that was our heart and our passion when we moved from North Carolina to Wisconsin to start the Praise Network, is to bring people that message of hope. Believers, we need that hope in Christ, because we can get so overwhelmed with daily life. And unbelievers need that eternal hope that only comes through Jesus. And you said that that is what you're going to be talking about when you come to Otter Creek Christian Fellowship up in Wheeler. Tell us a little bit about your message.
Yeah, well, my message is very singular. It's about the God of hope. Romans 15:13. It's this underrated verse that's like kind of hidden in Paul's benediction to the Roman church 2,000 years ago when he said, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So the message I want to give to people is, when others ask you what God you worship, you can theologically, accurately reply, I worship the God of hope. And I believe that he's the God of hope even in the hard times, because life is like a glow stick. Sometimes you got to break before you shine.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says he's near to the brokenhearted. So when we go through tough times, we don't have to say, why me? We can just say, try me. Because the God of hope's fighting our battles for us.
Now, you're on staff at your dad's church, right? Applegate Christian Fellowship.
Yep.
And you've been serving there for how long now?
So I gave my first Bible study here at Applegate in third grade.
Oh,
and
cool.
Then I started teaching regularly at 16, and I became a pastor here at Applegate my senior year of high school when I was 18. Mm-hmm. And so I'm 28 now, so I've been in official ministry for 10 years, but I'm teaching for quite a bit longer than that. So
having
a blast.
Yeah, it's fun. Well, who would you like to see come out to Otter Creek Christian Fellowship when you're sharing there in particular?
I think people who feel like their circumstances have robbed them of hope. I'm a big believer that our faith should never be dictated by our circumstances, but rather our circumstances should always be dictated by our faith. And so I want people who are having a hard time, you know, weathering storms, to come out and learn the power to hope and cope. So especially people who are brokenhearted, because the Bible says the Lord healeth the brokenhearted and bindeth up their wounds. And I just want to be a hope dealer, lump of sunshine for people this coming weekend. That's kind of my goal.
Lump of sunshine. I like that. And hope dealer. Yeah, that's what we're doing, isn't it?
that's our calling, man. The Bible says, give a reason for the hope that is within you. So I think hope is the coal that makes the train roll, man. And that's the driving force.
You know, you can sure, and I'm like in your dad's generation. So I can hear your dad and just that joy of the Lord that he's always had through his ministry and especially during the difficult times. You know, I just hear that in you and so appreciate your ministry, Ben, and excited that you're going to be back in Wisconsin.
I'm so pumped. I'm so excited. And this will be my second time ever in Wisconsin. So, I mean, I hope people don't hate me too much for the fact that I'm a 49ers fan. And I know there's a lot of Green Bay Packers fans out there. But as I like to say, the Christ who unites us is greater than the difficulties that divide us.
There you go. Yeah, wise words. Wise words from you. Okay, that is going to be this Saturday evening starting at 6:30, and that's at Otter Creek Christian Fellowship in Wheeler, Wisconsin. And then you'll also be there Sunday morning as well, correct?
I'm going to be there Sunday morning too, so we're going to have a blast.
Oh, so excited to have you come out. And let me ask you this. Did you get cheese curds, Wisconsin cheese curds, when you were here last time?
I don't even know what that is.
Ah, okay.
So am I going to have to try this delectable cheese concoction? Does it taste like Hope Fields?
I don't know about that analogy, but let me tell you this. I'll give you a little insight. If you get good, fresh cheese curds, they will be squeaky. They will squeak in your mouth. So in that, you know, it'll bring some joy. At least it'll bring a smile to your face. How's that?
Okay, I'm in.
Well, we will have to hook you up with some genuine Wisconsin cheese curds when you're here over the weekend. Ben, always a pleasure talking with you. And we've been talking for the past year or so about getting a feature of yours up on our station. And we're excited about that possibility as well.
Well, Dara, I'm so excited. And any time I get a partner with you guys, I just have so much joy. And one more thing, Darla, just kind of following your story, I've been really inspired by the fact that you are a paragon of virtue kind of example of the fact that just because we might go through hell doesn't mean we have to smell like smoke. Mm-hmm. And that you've been somebody who's been a hope dealer to so many people and to me personally. So I just always have fun tag teaming with you. So thanks for letting me be a part.
Oh, sure. And, you know, as always, it's only by the grace of God that we're able to, you know, keep that smile on our face and have that joy of the Lord, no matter what our circumstances, right?
I like to say this to people. Hashtag the struggle is real. That's like a big hashtag in my generation. Hashtag the struggle is real. But I like to say, hashtag the struggle is real, but so is God. And life is tough, but God is tougher. So you guys really give that message of hope to people, and I'm rooting you on.
Oh, and the same here. We root you on in your ministry, and so look forward to you being in Wheeler, Wisconsin this weekend. Pastor Ben, thank you again for your time, and we will talk soon.
Okay, see you later.
Okay, God bless. Again, Pastor Ben Corson is going to be at Otter Creek Christian Fellowship in Wheeler, Wisconsin this Saturday evening at 6:30, and then again on Sunday morning. Now, you can find all of those details as well as directions on our calendar, and that's at praisenetwork.com. Again, praisenetwork.com.